When we get to page 16 in the mail bay, it starts getting a bit harder. Now you have 8 notes total, 3 on the first string, 3 on the second string, and 2 on the, 2 on the third string. So I'm not going to say it's hard, it's just, but the melodies get more fun, so it's getting more rewarding. We're going to play this psalm thing on the top of page 16. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's very good. Very good job. Before we begin that descending, the last bar is probably the toughest part. It's C, and then open G, and then back to C again. So that's cool. You gotta, play two different strings. Good. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that last bar is tough, right?
Yeah.
So let's just hear that by itself. Because it would be second string, then third string, then back to second string. Awesome job. One more time. Same thing the whole... Actually, no. Before you repeat, whenever there's a tricky spot, this is very important. Whenever there's a tricky spot, you circle it with a pencil, and then you zero in right on that spot before you begin the whole tune again, which is what we're going to do right now. So play like the last two... bars only.
Mm-hmm.
So 3, 4. Good, one more time, same thing. Good job. Because remember, you can't play the tune any faster than that one section is.
Uh-huh.
And so this goes for any song. Whatever the slowest... the hardest bit is, that's the tempo you have to do the whole song at, even if you're bored the rest of the song, you know. So that's the tempo we'll call it at. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tricky, that last line. Let me hear just the last bar.
I'll just hear it too.
But just the last bar first.
Okay.
3, 4, so second string, third string, second string. Awesome. All right. Okay, we're going to do ascending, bottom of 16. Counting off. Notice that it's in 3/4 time, so the count's going to be 1 bar 3. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. That's a great job. You did a great job. My guess is the hardest spot for most people would be the leaps, what they call leaps. So we're going to get our pencil and circle in the third to last bar. All right. You have, and I think you played it right, but we're going to just, so if this was a problem for you listening, circle in the fourth to last bar, excuse me, you have an F to a G. That's a leap. And then there's another kind of a skip. There's steps, skips, and leaps. Steps means you just go like C to B to, I'm sorry, B to C to D to E. Those are all in succession. So those are called steps. You're just stepping from one scale tone to another. A skip is when you, like in the second to last bar, you have D to F. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, F to D, excuse me. The second and third note of the second to last bar of ascending, page 16, is a F to a D. That's a skip. And then leaps are when the note is just further away. Like even in the first bar is a leap. So you have a leap followed by a step. You know, so this is a good...
This is a leap?
Yeah, from C to G is a leap because it's those two notes aren't not nearby each other. Uh-huh. You know.
So if it's nearby, step.
If it's nearby, then it's a step. If it's just skipping one note, then it's called a skip. And if it's a long way away, then it's called a leap. You don't have to know this, I'm just telling you. But so, you know, you might practice, if that's your troublesome area, the last four, which probably for most people it is, then slow it down and let's only do the last four bars together. Like, even slower than we did, like two. So we're going to start from the F, from the fourth bar towards the end. So we're in the last line, third bar. Three, four, it'll be like one. Yeah, good. Those last, F to D is tricky for a lot of people. Awesome. So good. We're going to do the whole song again. Like one, two, three. Oh, false start, ready? Three, first note is C.
Okay.
Two, three, sorry, one, two, three. Three.